Mrs. Helen, working at the mission department of the Protestant Church in the Netherlands, you performed the missions in Ukraine, in particular in Lviv. Why did you choose exactly our country?
I did not choose it. The Department of Mission chose it. They wanted to build more lively relations with an Orthodox country. And then they asked me if I wanted to practice this mission and wanted to be a teacher in the Catholic University. And I did not need time to think about it because I was in the 80s, 1 year in Eastern Germany, and I knew about churches under communism. And after that, I visited often Eastern European countries, and I always wanted to be in Ukraine as a post-Soviet country. And so it was not difficult for me to come to Ukraine, and I really wanted to know about the church in a post-Soviet country, and I wanted to know about this society.
What is the position of the Protestant Church in development of the ecumenical dialogue and its missions for improvement of the closer relations between Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church and Orthodox or Protestant churches?
For us, mission is witness and dialogue. It is dialogue with other confessions, so ecumenism, and it is dialogue with other religions. We are a Protestant country and a Roman Catholic country. We hardly have any Eastern Christian churches. So for our church, it is very important to build good relations with Eastern Christian churches, Orthodox churches, and the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church. It is for us an unknown world. We do not know too much about it, but we live together in one Europe. And that's why our church said we have to be in better contact with Eastern Catholic and Eastern Orthodox churches. Building the dialogue, getting to know each other, and realizing that we are all Christians and that we need each other in this world and in Europe.
You are a professor of the systematic theology at the Protestant Theological University in Amsterdam and professor of the Institute of Ecumenical Studies at the Ukrainian Catholic University. What are the differences between the theological and religious education systems in Ukraine and Netherlands?
I can mention some differences. In our Protestant Theological University, we train the pastors for our church. So it is an academic training, but it is also the professional and pastoral training. And almost all of our students, men and women, they will become pastors in the church. So that is a difference in the Catholic University and in our ecumenical program in the Catholic University. We educate journalists and social workers and teachers of religion, but not pastors. That's a difference. A second difference is that in the Catholic University here in Lviv, the academic education and the spiritual formation are very close together. It is really a unity of spiritual and academic formation. In our Western society, also in my university, of course, the students are Christians, but we do not have such a spiritual climate like in the Catholic University. We do not have every day a liturgy or a prayer service, only once a week, and people are believers, but they do not speak so easily about it. There is more difference between, this is the university, and spirituality is for in the church.
Did you tell your students in the Netherlands about your students in Ukraine? What do you think about our students?
Nice question. Often people in the Netherlands ask me, how are your students in Lviv in Ukraine? And I say, they are very nice young people. They are curious about life. They are interested. They want to discover the world and hear about other churches. They want to travel. They go to Teze. And it is a pleasure to teach to them. I also say they are less academic, less scientific interested, but more from the spiritual side, that is stronger. So when they write an essay, they write more a spiritual essay and not so much an academic essay. So our students in Amsterdam are more academic and less spiritual. So I am between those two worlds.
You come to our students every semester with a guest lectures. What courses do you offer them?
I read different courses. This time I am reading Christian Mission in the 21st Century. and the challenges today of Christian mission, also of the Christian mission today in Ukraine. I have read courses Introduction to Protestant Churches and to Protestant Theology. I have read courses on the dialogue between Protestant and Orthodox churches. I have read about pastoral theology. And what more? Ah, spiritual examples of the Protestant and Orthodox tradition. So I try to bring something interesting from my Protestant background and try to bring it into dialogue with the background of my students. And most students are Greek Catholic.
What is the specific of your teaching to the students of the Catholic tradition while being a Christian of Protestant tradition?
For the students, I think as a Protestant professor and pastor, I bring in a church and a tradition in which the Bible is very important. Not so much liturgy, but the Bible as the Word of God, and the preaching is very important. It is not completely different from the Catholic or Orthodox tradition, because there also the Bible is being read. But here I discover that liturgy, the whole of the divine liturgy, is more important than anything else. And the Eucharistia is very important here. And in my tradition, the preaching is almost more important for many people than Eucharistia. So that is a difference. Sometimes I say, and I try to explain it to the students, the Bible for Protestants is like an icon for you. The Bible is our icon. We do not have real icons, although people like them more and more. And in some of our churches, we also see now icons. But we do not have the tradition of icons, but the Bible is like an icon. So that is a real difference.
I know that you always used to do many projects and visits with the students from Lviv. Could you share your rich experience?
Yes, I can tell you about some of our excursions we made. We were in Zakarpattia some days with the students, and we visited the Hungarian Reformed churches. And we had meetings with pastors, and we were in their churches, and we heard about their social projects of the church. And we went to a home for elderly people that was of the Baptist church, and we also went to a Roma gypsy settlement. It was my goal to take the students to a different culture and a different confession in their own Ukrainian country. And the Hungarians are, many of them are Protestants, so I can tell the students about what Protestantism is about, but it is far better to take them somewhere and to give them the experience of, well, this is a Protestant church, and now you can ask your questions to these Hungarian Reformed people. A second excursion was here in Lviv. With students, I have been often to a Lutheran church or a Pentecostal church or a Baptist church, also to give them the experience, how is a church service in a Protestant church? It is different, but please come and see and feel how it is. And maybe you like it, maybe you like it not, but then you know how people worship in a Protestant church. And last year we made an excursion to the sites of a Jewish life in Lviv. I wrote a book about the Jewish history of Lviv. I have studied it, and together with a Dutch journalist, I wrote a book, and we described the life of the Jewish population in Lviv until the Holocaust. And we described where were the synagogues. So I took the students and showed them empty places where synagogues had been. And I took them to where the concentration camp was, Janowska Camp Tabor, and in the back of that camp was the mass execution place. And I told them, this is like the Babin Yar of Lviv. And not many people know about it, because this history is not so much researched and written down, but I want to show it to you because it is part of your history, it is part of our common history, and the dialogue is not only between Christians and churches, it's also the dialogue with the Jewish people, and also with people who have disappeared because of the Holocaust. We should know about them because they belong to Lviv.
I know that during the events at Maidan, you have come from the Netherlands to Kyiv to support Ukrainians. What kind of impressions you had? What do you think about the Maidan phenomenon?
I came in the end of January to Maidan in Kiev after the first fightings had been in Gruzevskoye Street. These were not the first fightings on Maidan, but there the first three people were killed. And I watched the live stream, Espresso TV, all day and almost all night. And I could not work anymore because all my thoughts and my heart was in Ukraine. And then from the stage on Maidan, the moderator, he called "Vse ukrainsky poyechete do Maidan." And I heard this, and I am not a Ukrainian, but I heard this also as a call to me, come to Maidan. So I booked a ticket, I booked a flight, and I came for the Saturday and the Sunday to Maidan. I was 2 full days in Maidan, and it was so impressive to be with the people. I met with some of our students on Maidan. I was grateful for that because it was dangerous and it was not good to be there alone. So I was grateful that there were some students who took care of me, and they showed me how Maidan was, and I was there and I saw how determined the people were, how they cooperated, how they helped each other. I felt the tension. I was on Gruzevskoye Hall and I saw the Berkut and I felt the atmosphere of, oh, this might be a catastrophe. But I also felt that the people were very of one spirit and there was lots of prayer in Maidan. I was in the tents of the Catholic Church, in the tent of the Protestant churches, and I was in the liturgy on Sunday on main stage, and there was just a lot of prayer in support of Maidan. So I know that you call it a spiritual revolution, and this is what I experienced in Maidan. It is a spiritual revolution.
Have you taken the part in the liturgy in the main scene of Maidan?
Yes.
Like pastor?
Not like a pastor, no, no. I was just among the crowds and I was praying with them, not like a pastor.
How do you see the role of the church at the present development of our society after the recent changes?
Oh, I see that the role of the church is so important. Ukraine, especially the Western part, is very religious and the churches have a high trust of the people. The churches really influence the minds, the hearts, the mentality of the people. I have seen that through from the beginning of Maidan, the churches were together. And well, except the Orthodox Church of Moscow, Patriarchate was more neutral in the beginning, was more in the back. But now there are movements that the churches really grow together, which is a sign of hope in this country. And if the churches can be united, I mean, be together and witness together the Christian faith, then it will also influence the unity of the people, of the narod. Ukraine has a diversity between West and East and South, but the churches can help to overcome the differences and to grow more together and in the diversity to feel as one nation and as one Christian people.
Do you see any ecumenical perspectives of Maidan?
Yes, I believe that Maidan is the beginning of something very good in the ecumenical sense. The churches have shown how they can stand together. The people have seen it. The people are encouraged by the unity of the churches. And of course, it will not be in 1 year or in 2 years, but the churches, I think, can look to the future and not only to the past. When they only look to the past, then they see all these conflicts and all these bad histories and all the wounds of the past. And now from Maidan, they can see also what can we do for the future. And how can we inspire? Not the churches do inspire. We are inspired by God. But the churches are an instrument to inspire the people and to have the Holy Spirit in the country. And I hope the churches will be servants of that Holy Spirit.
You live in Lviv for some time now. What topic you raise in your conversations with the people?
I asked them how they feel about this time, how they have experienced the last 3 months. They tell me, we are very tired, we are exhausted. This is a period of great uncertainty. Nobody knows what will be tomorrow. Will it be war? Will it be a new country? Will we have support? And people are tired of this uncertainty. That's what they tell me. But they also tell me, our students, I make interviews with them and they tell me, Much has changed through Maidan. Changed in the people, changed in myself. What has changed? We learned about the power of prayer. We learned about how to help each other. Not to think of yourself, but to help other, your neighbor. We have learned that we can be a people in dignity and in honesty. And this is a hope for the future. And they tell how scared they were, but also how they felt how God was close to them. And they tell me, we will never forget it. It is a lesson for our entire life. And now we are so convinced that as young people, we can build this country. We will stay here. And we will change the country.
Thank you very much.